Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Joan Breyer, the King. Welcome to Sports Kingdom. As today, we got a great show on deck for you guys. Appreciate you all coming in and joining the show. I'm going to get the show out there on social media very soon. But in speaking of that, you can, of course, spread the word about Sports Kingdom. We are here on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. We dedicate ourselves to being a great. So please spread the word. Today we got a great show. Maybe wondering what's going on. 3 hours, Bob Myers, 2023 NBA Finals, Boston chokes. Well, figure, give Blog Talk Radio go. Just pretty much run with the times. And continuing to try and provide content. I don't want any of my sports the sports information to go to waste today with Bob Myers, the NBA Finals, Boston. It's been crazy this past 24 hours, to say the very least. Saw Boston choke, Miami advance, Bob Myers, and give us a call at, let's see, 563-999-3522. Again, it's 563-999-3522. I'm actually just get the link out to our Facebook and Twitter page right now as I'm here talking with you guys. You tell me what you thought about the Celtics choking, just like the Bruins. Jokic now going up against Butler. Bob Myers, as of not too long ago, stepping down from his position with the Golden State Warriors. Just trying to figure out my Facebook. What's going on here? Encourage you again to check us out on all social media. NSportsTMTV.com. And maybe some of you are tuning in that just happened to get the word out through SportsKingTV.com. Highly recommend you also check us out on social media for many updates to come. We're going to really go full steam ahead this summer. I'm really, to be honest, you're done messing around, and I figure it's time we shape things up a bit differently here at Sports Kingdom. We're going to, like I said, go full steam ahead and provide you with some really, really good content that I hope you guys enjoy. So just trying to get into my Facebook. Don't know what's going on here. Okay. Give me a second, guys. Just logging into Facebook. All right, now I'm in. We just started a new Facebook page, in case you're wondering why we have very little followers right now because Facebook apparently went ahead and banned our other Facebook page for some apparent reason. But no worries, we got you covered here on Ball Talk Radio. Facebook, Twitter, really like to use Twitter a lot. Talk sports with you guys. And there's also other stories out there today. Just then, Caleb Love has been recruited by Arizona. He has committed to the Arizona Wildcats after having a down season with North Carolina. I was hearing somewhere that Armando Bacot was making and is set to make a lot of money in yet another year at North Carolina. He's been at North Carolina for 5 or 6 years now, and man, it certainly has potential to play well in the NBA, I think. I think he can be a solid rebounder at best. You know, teams looking for someone Armando Bacot size, and even though it's his disappointment that North Carolina barely attained anything in the tournament with Hubert Davis last year and the previous year when they lost in the national championship game. I mean, talk about some very disappointing times in Chapel Hill. Caleb Love leaving, Armando Bacot leaving, still there. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to Hubert Davis. I'm not too sure if he's still sticking around, but when you compare, when you think about Davis's job, Davis hasn't, well, let's face it, against the North Carolina's rival in Duke, Sean Shire has done outstanding so far in his short tenure at Duke. And Roach has apparently come back. Jeremy Roach, he plays with a chip on his shoulder, and you gotta love someone like that returning to the Duke program along with, I believe, Kyle Hokowski. I think Kowski also withdrew his stake in the NBA draft, so now, very interesting. Caleb Love, like I said, going to Arizona. Well, they play in the Pac-12 conference, so you figure next year they're going to go up against Isaiah Collier, one of the top recruits in the nation, and of course Bronny James getting that. You know, I'm getting so caught up in this conversation, just happened not to post yet on Facebook. What's going on with Facebook? You tell me what's going on my Facebook or Sports Kingdom Facebook. This is very odd. Oh, there we go. We're good. Just gotta do one thing. All right. How about Bronny James, though? USC, no one really saw that coming, I believe. People thought he would go to Ohio State or some other top program, but he decided to go with USC stick around in-state where he played at Sierra Canyon and just recently graduated, of course. He, let's face it, has gotten a lot of hype, a lot of buzz, but the question is, can he withstand a better college career unlike some can't make a huge impact right away in college. You have to down and eventually by 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 years, or look at Baycott, 5. Bronny James just I feel has a huge huge stack on his plate. Stack of, I don't know, pressure. He just, what's going on here? I apologize, guys. Trying to get some new listeners, new callers. It's certainly a big day going on in the world of sports, of course, mostly basketball, and Failure and Caleb Love, and Bob Myers, and last night's disaster in Boston. Yeah, here we go. This is really frustrating. I'm just being very patient here with this whole process. As you can see on, I just want to just mention, we have some new features now. Happen to upgrade some features here on Blog Talk Radio with the new addition of our live embeddable player, Twitter, Facebook, and some other platforms. We Like I said, I'm trying to shape things up differently here at Sports Kingdom. Really want to go ahead, not only improve, but upgrade certain stuff, certain features here on Blog Talk Radio, like the live embeddable player, then better sound quality, more hours, multiple callers, unlike you can get on any other podcast platform. This is the place to be. This is the place to be. Like I said, we'll continue with YouTube, of course. As of right now, I'm not promising, I'm not guaranteeing that we'll have as much content as we have here on YouTube as we have here on Blog Talk Radio. Plan to go live every day here on Blog Talk Radio throughout the weekdays. Right now, a little busy, so gonna try to eventually give you guys a time soon nonetheless. I'm gonna, that's the word, I'm gonna provide you very soon with a time and more of a definitive clue as to when we'll be doing this more often. On a consistent time frame, so we are on Blog Talk Radio, and here we are connected with iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. You can find us for all the latest here. I'm getting frustrated. What's going on? I don't want to really, you know, what they teach you in radio class, or now they call it podcasting pretty much these days. You have to provide the audience with airtime instead of dead air. So that's what they call it, dead air. You don't want to necessarily stop talking in the middle of a show, like as important as this one is, today, and provide dead air. So here we go. Let's figure out a way we can get this up and rolling. Again, you can call into the show. We're going to have more, like I said, more features thinking very soon. We'll have more voiceover features, music, advertising, advertisements, sponsors possibly, and much more. I said on YouTube that, and some of social media, that we were, or I was, I keep saying we for some reason. I get used to just, you know, thinking we have a team assembled here. I mean, if you want at all contribute, I haven't really pointed this out in quite some time. If you want to contribute in any shape, way, or form here on Sports Jam, more welcome to join the team and help out in making Sports Kingdom. So I don't want to give away too much information, but the fact that SK1 is still go, working on some of that right now. Plan to take some a few trips possibly soon. In part of the SK1 documentary series that I'm working on. It's a little bit of a process, of course. Just started not too long ago with the whole Adobe software, and just trying to sort things out and hone certain things as time moving along. Did say that Sports Kingdom would air on YouTube 12 to 3. Well, I'm planning on very soon going live here on Blog Talk Radio 12 to 3, and like I said, just rolling with the times. I'm not necessarily sure about the whole 9 yards with YouTube right now. Like I said, I do plan on leaking some new footage and stuff, but on YouTube, but and especially these audio sessions clips here on Vlog Talk Radio. But yeah, I don't know where I stand. I think I said before on YouTube that I had to step away and sort some things out, and that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm happy to sort things out right now and talk some basketball, NBA. I real quickly wanted to share links, though. We have 3 hours on there, so if you're wondering why I'm rambling on, it's because I got nothing else better to talk about than these next 3 hours, but some gibberish and NBA, pretty much. So, or whatever else, you guys can call in, discuss what's been going on lately in the sports world, of course, but competitive sports world, and talk about what went on with Jimmy Butler and them Celtics. We'll get to that. Trying to figure this out. I don't know what's going on. Let's try this. All right. We are live right now, in case you're wondering. We are live. I'm with you. And I'm with me here. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at JBravoSK. You can also and provide any feedback, of course, in the Facebook comment section here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're an avid listener here on Blog Talk Radio, encourage you guys to do anything we come to overlook in this world, of course. Whether it's whether it's a Facebook section, comment section, or Twitter. I have posted the links on Twitter and Facebook. Just looking to see if I posted the link real quick here on. No, I didn't. Tune in now to get the latest scoop on Twitch Kim and what's happening all around the NBA and other whole leagues. So, going to go ahead and post that, and welcome you to Sports Kingdom. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Julian Breyer, the King here. See, we've done 22 views on Twitter. It's not so bad. It'd be much better, though, for sure. So going to definitely pour out a lot of content, even writing. I had wrote at Philly's fan side for a while after the World Series. They of course, came off a spectacular run in the World Series, and for a while I was writing there. Now I'm looking to write in first and foremost, right about possibly meeting with one individual recently. You'll just have to go to sportsfantv.com, check it out possibly very soon. So let me finish up with USC. USC now has not only Isaiah Coller, but Brian James and Dennis Rodman Jr. I believe Dennis Rodman Jr. transferred to USC just, I guess, to play with Isaiah Coller and Bronny James. Dennis Rodman Jr. to me looks almost like his father, but it's going to have to play some reasonable minutes, I believe. It's going to have to adjust to what may possibly happen in the name of USC basketball. Interesting cast. It's sure hyped. It's sure marquee, but on paper, but in Southern California, when the ball drops and most particularly Brian James plays a full ...48 minutes on the court. Boy, that's four or less based off the way LeBron James played this postseason. He played so many minutes, I believe, and got to a point that he even admitted his poor stamina and endurance for his age. Brian James, I don't know which analyst it was recently, but you know, it's been said that the only reason why he's made it as far as he has is because of LeBron James. And I'd say that may be true, but, well, he did, I think, deserve a Division I spot somewhere, whether that was USC or Ohio State, and he at the McDonald's All-American game showed out, proved he can score some, dish out to certain players and show that some of his work has paid off. Paid off to get to the point of a Division I spot at USC. I don't know who's going to get much of the ball handling. Is it going to be Brian James or is it going to be Isaiah Coller? Sort of reminds me of Austin Rivers in a way. Austin Rivers to me was always a guy just needing the ball in his hands. And of course, we know what happened later on. It's where he got the ball in his hands from his father playing for the Los Angeles Clippers. And we saw what damage Austin Rivers could do in a Clippers uniform. So very 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 disappointing, very, very disappointing. But when you flash back to his days at Duke, of course, Austin Rivers is just like Brian James, a highly ranked recruit, had some good endorsements by some NBA players. Not from LeBron James, but you know, some NBA players in general, and I think Ron showed that he, you know, wanted the ball more in his hands at whether it was at Duke or the NBA. I think Bronny James just needs to continue to hustle and things work out his way at USC, to say the very least. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to our main topic. So I think how long have we been on the air for? We've been almost an hour. Share this with your friends, family, coworkers. Be glad to hear from you. Calling in, you can call in as you see. Calling as you see wherever you may be, whatever device you may be listening to the show on today. And so let's turn our attention to first, I don't know what we should talk about. I guess we should talk about Bob Myers first. It's just breaking today, and obviously the Warriors have been a huge deal for the past decade now with Bob Myers at the helm. The Warriors arguably being a powerful death dynasty, a tremendous destination for players, free agents, what have you. Bob Myers has really done a fantastic job. Has he cemented himself as one of the best executives of all time? I would say he's up there. He's up there. Maybe, and when I look at it, you got Jerry West, Pat Riley. I think Pat Riley deserves a lot of credit lately. You also have I had a brain fart. Sorry about that. You have, I'm trying to think of his name. He was featured in the Last Dance docuseries. Jerry Krause. Yeah, Jerry Krause, who recently passed away. Rest in peace, Jerry. And of course, didn't get as much fanfare, respect from, ultimate respect from Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. You don't hear Dennis Rodman too often speak, I think, about Jerry Krause, but nonetheless, Jerry Jerry was a true pioneer of the game of basketball. He had, of course, brought over Phil Jackson and had Phil implement the triangle offense, which was used later with the Los Angeles Lakers. And then I guess if you want to count the Knicks just struggled with Phil Jackson as the Knicks executive. Who would have thought that Phil would go wrong in New York compared to now former agent and now general manager Leon Rose? Phil's colleague and friend, Kobe Bryant, even said how does this even look like a triangle at one point? Just very interesting that Phil didn't work out in New York, but let's also think, if you want to drop some comments, go ahead. I'm actually just going to open up the chat room. Okay. Chat room's now open. Might go ahead and just post the link again one more time, get some more people in here. Go ahead. Paste the link, all right. Heat and Celtics still trending on Twitter from last night. A game we'll get to in a little bit, but Jerry Krause and of course you have you have the days he wasn't, I don't know, I'm not gonna go there. RC Buford, San Antonio Spurs general manager. Those are just some of the names off the top of my head. And then I think to some current general managers that are pretty good. I think the Jazz are going to do really good this offseason with Danny Ainge at the helm now compared to Brad Stevens. Then you also have to wonder who's going to be the next general manager of the Golden State Warriors. No, interestingly enough, Bob Myers brought Steve Kerr into California, and He set on a mission to surround Steve Kerr with excellent players, which is Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, just to name some. Very interesting, very very interesting how he brought Steve Kerr in, and he's been a tremendous success compared to possibly joining the New York Knicks. You got to remember when the New York Knicks almost hired Steve Kerr, that would have been a, who knows, disaster based off how everything went, but who knows, maybe Steve Kerr, I could see Steve Kerr being a good executive at some point, as well as talking about, if we're talking about now, coaches that can be good executives. I mean, we've seen Brad Stevens step into executive role, aforementioned, and then Eric Spoelstra. I mean, you got to wonder at this point, is Eric Spoelstra going to become the successor to Pat Riley when Pat Riley steps down from his executive role with the Heat and very well leaves, very well is on the verge of leaving when you consider his longevity in Miami, his longevity not only in the front office, but as a player and coach as well. He didn't want to be seen on camera, apparently. He hasn't been really seen much on camera in recent years. I think his time may be coming to an end, and I think, who knows, I think maybe the Heat are going to run it back with Eric Spoelstra as head coach if they lose the NBA Finals, but if they win the NBA Finals, I don't know. Something tells me there could be a change on the horizon, so to speak. But interestingly enough, we're talking about Bob Myers stepping down. There was this report today. Bob recently brought in players such as Ty Jerome, Jordan Poole, Kevon Looney. I guess you could say his time just expired. Really based on how the Warriors played this past year. Some tells me that the Warriors were destined to go this route. With Bob Myers, they lost in the second round to the Los Angeles Lakers, who I feel had been more connected chemistry-wise to the Golden State Warriors. Stephen Curry, of course, played many years. Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green now, and to see them lose actually the second round was surprising. I thought they would possibly reach at least the third round, but what can you do? I think if they had reached the third round and played a team like the Nuggets, I think it would have been inevitable for them to lose and possibly see Bob Myers come back to avenge that Joker loss. But because they went the distance, seven games against Sacramento. Leads me to believe. I mean, they don't Sacramento. They had a good season, but then again, young team, fresh faces in the postseason compared to Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson. it goes without question, Bob Myers has done a fantastic job in finding a Clay Thompson in place of Monte Ellis, finding bench role players over the years in Andre Iguodala, even though he became NBA Finals MVP at one point and got blocked by LeBron James historically in the waning seconds of the 2016 NBA Finals. You have Andre Iguodala, Leandro Barbosa. I would say Jordan Poole definitely a solid. I could definitely see him. Yeah, at this point, I could definitely see him going elsewhere. If you wonder where they're going now, the Warriors without Bob Myers, I think the Warriors are headed towards a possible collision course. Right now, Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, I think they could just be more focused on enjoying the summer, playing golf with in the TNT special golf tournament with Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes. But next year, I think we're going to see somewhat of a differently structured team with Steph Curry and others. If you're asking me who should the Warriors keep around, I think Klay Thompson's going to ask for a big payday. I think after this dismissal of Bob Myers, it just seems inevitable that Klay Thompson's going to go elsewhere. You know, he really, really talked fondly of playing the Lakers in the playoffs. I could really see Klay Thompson soon up in a Lakers uniform, depending on the status of the Lakers and LeBron. I don't know where they stand too. As possible, LeBron James retires, of course. But the Warriors have some questions. The Lakers have some questions as well. I think if the Lakers come back next year, I mean, it kind of be silly to bring in a veteran like Klay Thompson into the fold, unless the Lakers do something with Anthony Davis. I think Anthony Davis may be taking up a little bit too much of their salary space. Someone posted a photo, stock photo of Giannis Antetokounmpo in a Warriors uniform. I think that would just be a little silly, in my opinion. The Warriors, of course, like to get after with Steph or Draymond, space the floor, and shoot open threes, but you can go back, listen to my thoughts here on Ball Talk Radio, YouTube, wherever you may find Twist Kingdom, about Giannis being compared to Dwight Howard 2.0, I said if Giannis doesn't pan out right away soon enough, Jimmy Butler has a better win probability than Giannis right now as we speak. I think Giannis could. I'm not saying Giannis is going to beat Dwight Howard in terms of his style and performance, but he's going to end up sort of more of a disappointment like a Dwight Howard, or better yet, Aaron Rodgers. You look at Aaron Rodgers, who won the Super Bowl. Giannis, he won NBA Finals championship. Giannis can do a lot better. He's shown how passionate he is at the press podium after his playoffs loss recently. Wants to get back in it, work with a new head coach, Adrian Griffin, and establish a better team next year. Many questions this offseason with the Warriors, Bucks, Giannis. Not Giannis or real Giannis? Is he going to come out real, or is he going to come out not so Giannis? But you could say that the Warriors are in a huge predicament right now. I say don't bring back Klay Thompson. I won't bring back Draymond Green either. Draymond's not I think he may very well have some good performances in himself left, of course, but no, just hasn't really attempted the three ball as much anymore. Confidently, what he can do confidently is argue with the refs, but other than that, he could still get after it, you know, jump up for some rebounds and be physical down low, but just not elite anymore, in my opinion. Just mostly in terms of his defense. I think this past year, Draymond Green could have played as hard as some of the other Warrior teammates did and still put on a defensive player of the year performance. Maybe runner up, the very least, but I think Draymond just this whole Warriors team this year had a disappointing year. And maybe some of it can be reflected on Draymond Green, how outspoken he is, especially. May just turn into that with the media and Draymond Green's image, known image, well, self-aware image. I think Draymond not only could have played better defensively, but he could have very well made up for it and played somewhat at a decent level in certain offensive areas of his game. So (clears throat)
I don't think Draymond should be back. Bob Myers is no longer back. Klay Thompson shouldn't be back. I think it's really the end of the dynasty, really. Maybe Steve Kerr gets promoted or takes some time off. But I say you definitely got to keep around Steph and maybe even draw some trade value at this point. I don't know. And just see how Steph does in another year in a Golden State uniform. I don't think Jordan Poole has lived up to the belief that he can be promoted from that bench role and be an outstanding starter as Klay Thompson has been throughout his entire Golden State career. I don't see that. I think Jordan Poole is going to likely go elsewhere, possibly. And suit up as maybe a solid starter at best for a team like Charlotte or not a team that's just not in contention as the Warriors have been all these years now. So I think Jordan Poole's likely leaving. You know, and the Warriors' philosophy, I would say, has always been to just keep a revolving door around going, even if it means at this point recycling the true love and heart, Klay Thompson. And Draymond Green gave for the city of Oakland. Now it's San Francisco. Much respect for them. I think wherever they go, like I said, they'll still have some good years left in them, like we saw with Scottie Pippen, for example. He went on to play for the Portland Trailblazers, and then Dennis Rodman for a little while was playing with the Detroit Pistons, San Antonio Spurs. Well, these guys may have made a name for themselves elsewhere, but first of all, you got to credit the loyalty and dedication Bob Myers and this dynasty have spread throughout the year in Golden State, or years in Golden State. I see Kevin Looney, another likely one leaving. It's possible he stays, though. I could see him staying. Jordan Poole. I think there's so many players to leave the Warriors. I think the Warriors' success has, outside of Stephon Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson has been fueled within Joe Lacob spending the money, going out against players like I was mentioning before, Leandro Barbosa, Andre Iguodala, and then some other talent. No. Some draft picks didn't necessarily work out. I mean, did they help and sustain certain success like the regular season? Sure. When Stephon Curry was down, or the big three needed a break, they had some draft picks to rely on, such as Ty Jerome and others. You also factor in other signings such as Andrew Wiggins, Andrew Bogut. I mean, talk about the impact games with Bogut had for a while in Golden State. I mean, just some of his best years, of course, in Golden State. And so many good, fond memories. I think it's coming to an end. However, some good things must come to an end, as they say. And Bob, and by the way, we're gonna but I don't want to give away the guests just yet, but we're gonna have more guests come on the show. By the way, I just wanted to point that out. We were gonna have a player. Analyst from Denver Sports come on next week. So stay tuned. We'll have Bob Moore on the NBA Finals and what's going on with Stanley Cup, of course, the Panthers have made a hotbed out of hockey, and not only with Tampa Bay, but the state of Florida in general. It's gotten so much better over the years ever since its 20-plus year inception. Now, they made some moves over the offseason, with most particularly Tkachuk, and Tkachuk playing better than his brother Brady Tkachuk, of course, and better than most of what we've seen throughout the Eastern Conference battle this year. It's a very good play out of Tkachuk, and then search for Ross Bobrovsky. I said to one of my close relatives that, or maybe a couple of years ago, that to not write off Serge Bobrovsky. Serge has a challenge ahead of himself with less experienced goalie in Vegas, but he's shown that he could still be a viable player in net. It was expected Spencer Knight would take over a net for Florida mostly, but I talk about what it's been like this postseason for the Florida Panthers and then Vegas Golden Knights. I'll have that more on that. We're gonna have plenty of time this week to talk about Stanley Cup, the NHL in general. We'll have more on that this week. Today's Tuesday. Hope y'all enjoy Memorial Day weekend. If you read the description, it says, Jordan Bravo weighs in on the hot topics in sports and spends the majority of his time searching for answers, feedback, and perspective, heating up in the world of football, basketball, baseball, hockey, mixed martial arts, and wrestling, racing, golf, you name it. Of course, Kim is a standard of devoted sports talk, and Jordan invites you to tag along and not just make this your number one show, but the hottest outlet for all sports talk standing. And so, like I said, I do spend a majority of my time searching. I just could be in life, but mostly sports. Love this, and hope you do too today. We may have our good days and bad days, but hope today you have a good day and enjoying this show. But but brought Bob Myers out as executive, general executive, if you want to say, of the Golden State Warriors. He is moving on out of his office, emptying everything and packing his belongings. He's been a Warriors diehard from the start of his life, as he's documented. He just, you know, seems like a wonderful individual that we can have on Sports Kingdom. Maybe months or years from now, depending on how successful, how much of my energy I pour into the show. So if you want to call in, the number to this show is 563-999-3522. Again, it's 563-999-3522. I'm your host, Julian Breyer, the King. And so I guess I don't really have much more else to say about the Warriors. I do wonder who they're going to take in the draft this year. There are some interesting names this year in the NBA draft. If I just had to say, I don't think they should take James Wiseman again, that's for sure. That's probably the biggest disappointment out of the whole Warriors dynasty era. But now, if you look, I think the Warriors will be taking I guess not in the lottery, but they would probably be taking maybe somewhere in the 20s of this year's NBA draft. I think, maybe a player that slides. Maybe you're going to get some good players that slide at 20, but in the 20s. But other than that, I do see some good second-round picks this year. I'm really impressed by one international player that had the will and ability to the NBA combine, appear at the NBA draft combine and do pretty well, along with Amani Bates, who has had to be a very good player at one point, was said to be the next one of the next phenomenons, etc. I think maybe college just wasn't his forte. I think maybe his niche is belonging in the NBA. So we'll find out where he falls. But other than that, if you ask me, some of the players I'm pretty high on right now, there are some. Cason Wallace out of Kentucky could play off the ball. I think that's someone the Celtics really need, as badly as they choked last night, to they need to mix it up. I don't want to say too much, to definitely switch up things when you really include Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart has been an outstanding defensive a player worthy of Defensive Player of the Year honors for many years, and I played with played along with a tremendous team and such, making up for his offensive talent. But I think he has shown enough. Just like some in Boston, he has shown enough. He has shown enough after 7 or 8 years now. It's been that long. To the point, you gotta say what has got it into Marcus Smart and the Celtics. Charles Barkley mentioned them being all NBA team. There are many players, some players on that team being all NBA and Defensive Player of the Year, as I mentioned. Even Sixth Man of the Year. I mean, lots to nitpick about the Celtics and Marcus Smart when, like I said, they just choked. They lost the Miami Heat last night. If you haven't been if you I don't want to be too case in point, they choked. They choked, and they could have definitely played better basketball. 5 of 7 of their last years, they've choked in the Eastern Conference Finals, some to even including the Miami Heat. I guess it's the time to talk about the Celtics. They lost to the Miami Heat last night, Game 7 of the 2023 Eastern Conference Final. They played in Boston, and they came back in the prior three games to Game 7 pretty well. They had shot better. They had played much better defensively, but they failed to capitalize on regaining the lead at one point, and then once it became a 20-point margin, the fourth quarter was the end of the game. You could even say Jason Tatum could come back as he did against the Philadelphia 76ers Game 7 and light up sort of like a Kawhi Leonard in my mind. I'd said before that I got Kawhi Leonard vibes watching some of what Jason Tatum did in the clutch against the Sixers Game 7, but much different team. The Celtics, I'm sure Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports, El Presidente, is pretty upset about this, but and many Celtics fans included, some even saying that Larry Bird should step back into basketball playing for the Celtics. We did have Bob Ryan on our show before. Had the honor of talking to Bob, and you know, I was hoping we'd get him back on again very soon. Who knows? But I went into detail about, as a former Celtics beat writer, full-time beat writer, he
went into detail about Larry Bird, the days of Bill Russell, Cousy. I mean, those aren't sort of the days anymore for the Celtics, in my opinion. You may say, oh, well, it's been recent that the Celtics won with Paul Pierce. Well, hey, it may seem recent, but it's been 15 years now. To me, that's a little bit of a stretch now that the Celtics have gone without a championship. When you even compare them with the Los Angeles Lakers, as much as ESPN advertised the Lakers Celtics to meet up in the NBA Finals this year with crinkle cut, as I'd say, you know, the potato chips, as well advertised in snack machine commercials with Jason Tatum and LeBron James, Mr. Crinkle Cut, LeBron James and Jason Tatum. They didn't meet up. Eventually, they failed to get it done for the Golden Standard of excellence in the Lakers organization, Celtics organization, which is why I think there's a lot of misshaped love, if you want to say, for LeBron James and in Los Angeles. It's not because when people say Kobe Bryant, it's casted as being more love than LeBron James for this reason and that reason, X and O. LeBron entered a situation and came into an organization that faces huge high expectations, huge pressure, which, you know, LeBron James is certainly mounted up to. He's went on to at least one championship during the bubble. And some people say, oh, it's the bubble, but the bubble was not as special, was not a fun time in anyone's life, but the players, they went away from all amenities aside and went out and played a full postseason of basketball. So, you know, some say, well, CJ Warren had probably his best moments during the bubble, but I'm not misled to believe that a victory is a victory, a championship is a championship, and so you got to hand it to LeBron James and company. They didn't necessarily choke as bad as the Boston Celtics. The Celtics, and I think Shaq at one point was shooting at least 20% from the field during Game 7. I mean, what really stood out was Jaylen Brown's eight turnovers, of course. He
he failed to play with the ball in his hands and establish a tempo for the rest of the Celtics team. I think maybe some of the Boston coaching staff were saying, man, look at the dribbles on Jaylen Brown at some points in the series that he earned his way towards playing with the ball. And it was just a arduous time for Jaylen Brown, of course. He really wanted to play to his vision of basketball, and no, if we're going to get straight to the point, I just don't think he's going to come back next year with Boston. I think the Celtics have reached their breaking point mutually with Jaylen Brown. I don't think the Celtics are going to be eye to eye with Jaylen Brown's salary demands, especially how everything ensued this postseason. I mean, if everything worked out well, sure, you know, Jaylen's probably looking at one or two ways that, well, could have gotten more for my bag of money, or I could have, or, I could very well now go out and explore the market. So, yeah, just with how everything's designed in Boston, I mean, someone was saying that, you know, there really wasn't much movement going on with the Celtics for some of this postseason in some of the half-court designs. They I'd say, really got a huge, huge failing card, whatever, out of a performance out of mostly Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is, he should be what he's worth. He's a physical guard, former lottery pick. Some who believe that can expand on his upside and become a much better scorer than he is. I'll give him some credit. He's become somewhat of a good shooter over the years, but a better shooter. But is he at the point that he should be shooting wise? I don't think so. Especially, like I said, after 7-8 years now, I think he should. He should just be a better all around point guard, in my opinion. And now, there came some huge clutch shots towards the end of certain games this postseason where Smart just failed to convert. Now, even if you look back at that Sixers, one of the Sixers games when he hit the shot, but he didn't make it at the buzzer. So I think after 5-7 years losing not only out on the Eastern Conference final, but mainly the NBA Finals, only appearing in one NBA Finals with none other than Jason Tatum. Brad Stevens got to figure a way. I think now it's going to – oh, Brad Stevens' reputation is going to be tested this offseason with Danny Ainge gone, likely Jaylen Brown gone, and then I'd say hopefully the Celtics just – clean somehow. So, I mean, I like Grant Williams, but and he's one of the better Celtic players, but no. I could definitely foresee I was mentioning Casey Wallace, the Celtics opting for some more young athletic talent other than Grant Williams, who's going to demand, I believe, more money this offseason. You know, maybe pack on the philosophy that if they're not satisfied on all levels with a player, demanding more salary, that he should either stay or test the market. I think I think the Celtics can yes or no Grant Williams, keep him possibly or not. Al Horford, he has to go. I mean, he did take some tremendous strides in the postseason, but and I feel like the Celtics have not been dealing with a good post presence for many years now. I think that needs to change, especially with the subtraction of Jaylen Brown. I think need to definitely go in a different direction. And I think that starts with creating some cap space enough for not only a veteran, but a talented player in the post. They're on the Celtics. I think Chicago grown player, someone who I feel could play in Boston, still have some tremendous years left in him. Showed that he may not be at an MVP level like LeBron, but I mean, did at one point. I think maybe the first few years in Los Angeles, he turned out to just play on a really good level. I think Anthony Davis to the Celtics would be a possible strategy if LeBron decides to retire. I just don't think Anthony Davis may want to stay in Los Angeles. It being Los Angeles, but I also think Rob Pelinka might be smart enough to realize that Anthony Davis is just not a player that possibly fits the mold at this point with the Los Angeles Lakers. I think there could be a possible deal done involving, I mean, who knows? It would be something. I was thinking last night after the Boston loss, if Jaylen Brown were to, if he were to be in a sign trade with the Lakers for Anthony Davis. I mean, and including Robert Williams, who would just add into that defensive presence for the Lakers. The Lakers get Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, then, you know, you figure Jaylen Brown has the opportunity to play in another big market city and play elsewhere. He didn't, by the seems of it, he didn't seem to take so kindly at times in the past with Celtic fans, with North State, particularly Boston, just lashing out over Boston fans being Boston fans. I figure you don't have to keep around D'Angelo Russell. Since he's really never been that appreciated. I think D'Angelo Russell needs to go somewhere that he's gonna feel fully appreciated. I'd really like to see the Sixers add some size at the guard position. I think James Harden is at a point in his career that we may say that he stat-wise is a good facilitator, but I think that masks from the obvious truth, and that's James Harden is not good as he once was, of course. He just not only lacks his shooting, but I think as time goes on, projects to lack the penetration inside the lane as much as he'd like, and at times stopping his dribble ball penetration to dish out to others. I mean, I think there's still little fundamental flaws in James Harden's game that could come back to haunt him in the future, especially. We're all saying how he's a really good facilitator this year, but in my eyes, he's not one of the best facilitators, especially in this point of his career, compared to many other facilitators that have come and gone in throughout the NBA's existence. I think he only gets credited for being on some list, what I see on social media, top 10 at least, of point guards in the league. But I think he's I mean, just imagine if he was as good of a facilitator he is now, early on in his career. I mean, he would definitely have the makings of a pretty good start, if you want to say. I mean, I don't know if combo guard's the word. When I look at someone who's on the brink of being more of a solid guard than James Harden, it's D'Angelo Russell. I think he's not going to necessarily blow you out of the water for the longevity of his career, but I think he can. He does have some years in him that he could potentially just make you go, whoa. I definitely believe he was worth as much dollar signs as, say, the Sixers potentially give him, along with Joel Embiid. I think the Sixers need someone to refresh things with Nick Nurse now and Joel Embiid. They need to I don't think James Harden's going to be back in Philadelphia either. Nick Nurse, known for defense. Looking at James Harden, he has a bit of a he has some weaknesses in terms of his personality. He said the Sixers would get more scoring production out of him in the Boston series when he led the series early on without Joel Embiid, and then come time later, I mean, he just says, well, Doc Rivers' offense is just designed for me to play the way he did showed at the latter stages of playing Boston. I'm sorry to say, I think the Sixers need someone who is going to come into Philadelphia and say, I want to be here. I want to be here because I don't think there's ever been a free agent, because James Harden was straight to the Sixers. Ben Simmons is drafted forcefully by the 76ers. Jimmy Butler was traded to the Sixers. And then you have Tobias Harris, which was arguably the worst thing the Sixers have ever done in recent transaction memory. The Sixers need to add a little more youth and shooting. I mean, I'm just thinking what the lineup would be with D'Angelo Russell. Yeah, maybe Maxey, Russell, Harris, and then, I don't know, I mean, I think the Sixers definitely need to add another good addition. They have to land another good addition, possibly. I think this is definitely Joel Embiid's last moment to I think try and deliver a championship, whether it's the, whether it's next year, the year after, if there's still a year after with Joel Embiid and Nick Nurse. I think Nick Nurse is going to eventually stay on with the 76ers for a while. He could be a good or bad hiring, of course, in my opinion. I think fans are going to love him. Or really hate him. I think he just has that persona to him that resonates in a way. He just had been to the NBA Finals in 2019, so 4 years ago now, defeated the Sixers at the time with Kawhi Leonard buzzer beating shot. See how well Kyle Lowry, of course, is doing in the playoffs. Or not. I think Kyle Lowry should come to Philadelphia, but I was listening to someone say last night that it just doesn't seem like a likely destination for Kyle Lowry and some really good players that just aren't willing to maybe play for Nick Nurse and even Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid just came off an MVP season, but of course, you know, went from MVP to not so much when he records some career worst compared to his between his time in the postseason and regular season. Nick Nurse. Yeah, just replaced Doc Rivers as the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. I was wondering, Well, Boston just so happened to have to come to grips of accepting Doc Rivers as the next head coach of Boston. I really don't dig it as much. If you're asking me, I think, well, I should have prefaced by saying, but now I'm going to say that Boston should fire Joe Mazzulla. Oh, we're beginning to talk about Boston choking early before. I think after having as great of a locker room as Joe Mazzulla had touted towards the end of last night, Jimmy Butler came back from what he said in a clip shown by TNT last year, that Miami was going to take the game seven, I believe, against Boston last year and defeat them this year. And they did exactly that against a former Marquette teammate, or at least a former rival, college player at the time, Joe Mazzulla. Now, Joe Mazzulla, he came into the Boston Celtics organization. I think some forget. I mean, it's okay to forget. He doesn't live up to the admiration is the word for our Celtic fans had for Ime Udoka, who's with the Houston Rockets, of course. You know, that's been a team talked about. So go ahead, by the way, call in if you want to call in 563-999-3522 about some of the landing spots for these players this offseason. I think there's going to be a lot of moving around, but James Harden
likely destination, Houston, being talked about. I don't know where Houston stands in NBA draft, but, I mean, whoever Scoot Henderson drops, I mean, I think he's going to possibly be a really good player, whether it's for Houston Rockets or someone else. We're talking 6'2 wingspan, or not 6'2 wingspan, 6'9 wingspan with a 6'2 frame. I mean, he sort of reminds me of, his size, his measurables sort of stand out to me like a Donovan Mitchell, but just, I mean, just, you know, based off that in some of his other credentials, you know, just some of his other credentials that he's gonna, no matter what kind of caliber player he becomes, whether it's an all-star or not, he's gonna stick around in the league for a very long time. And, you know, I think if it's the Hornets taking him, he's not gonna turn out to be a sort of bust like Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, for example. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist is someone Michael Jordan at the time holds high for, of course, and, well, based off his just athleticism and measurables. But no, Scoot, I mean, being very well said, he can very well go on to have a good jump shot. I mean, he really can get up in the air to me like a Russell Westbrook. He could potentially be something special. And as I'm saying, he could be the projected number one overall pick. I mean, he could, but I think it's really interesting between Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson. I think if you've listened to me talk before about Victor Wembanyama, I haven't taken him so lightly like some. I think chances are, like Scoot Henderson, he could. I mean, well, I don't know about Scoot Henderson. I take it back. I think, here's the deal. I think, I said before, he could he could potentially blossom into his potential in terms of superstar status versus all-star status. I think he's going to definitely be an all-star, but I think time will tell. As we're talking about Scoot now, he will boom or bust in terms of being an all-star or not. That's where I see the level playing field being in terms of Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson. But should be very interesting. And then you talk about Brandon Miller real quick. He has got involved with some misdemeanor, and he was definitely – I think he was SEC Player of the Year, if I'm not mistaken. He certainly deserved being
an SEC player of the year, if potentially. I mean, he sort of played it in college and went on to prove he could be a very excellent contributor for a pretty loaded Alabama team last year. I thought they're going to win the national championship, but they came up short. But I think Brandon, you know, if you don't have a, I just believe you're not gonna. You're not going to pan out. As successfully at the next level if you don't have a quick first step, a really good first step for someone, especially going off the board, potentially in the top three. I think, you know, we've seen many players throughout the years. You know, one example I go back to is, this is long flashback, but James Young of Kentucky, I mean, he was had to be a successful shooter and be able to, you know, drive through the lane. But that was it, though. I mean, at the next level, he eventually just couldn't drive through the lane as efficiently, and he couldn't shoot the ball well. I mean, just shooting the ball well doesn't go all so well for some for first-round picks. And that's why you look at a team like Miami and some others, you know, they got undrafted players that are shooting the ball pretty well, like Caleb Martin and then Duncan Robinson. Alan Turner, Boston, second round picks. I mean, they or later round picks, you know, they or late round picks, whatever, you know. A player like Brad Miller has been compared to Paul George. I'd love to read back the scout report on Paul George if I have time. I think you can make an argument that Paul George dropped in the first round a little bit for some ostensible reasons, and I think he'll. I think Brad Miller, he'll make somewhat of a mark in the NBA. I think he'll be known who Brandon Miller is, but I don't think when his career's all said and done, possibly he'll be looked at as a. Player like Paul George, I don't know if he can manage to control late in games and put on some of the best series ever against a player like LeBron James. I mean, LeBron had some really difficult outings against the Indiana Pacers when he was in his prime. I mean, truth be told, Roy Hibbert eventually scattered out of being the center for Indiana, and Miles Turner was brought in, and things eventually changed from then on. Indiana fought really hard in series that went to seven for some years with LeBron in Miami. Do you remember Lance Stephenson blowing in LeBron James' ear? Talk about some memories. David West, someone who withdrew interest from the Celtics with Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, who was in fact at the Celtics game last night and honored. And then Pedro Martinez was shown TNT pregame, and he just he certainly had to feel bad, just like many Celtics fans, after a disappointing outing. Joe Mazzulla, there are questionable decisions in terms of timeouts. Where the ball had to be run. Certain substitutions. I mean, I could see Boston giving Joe Mazzulla another year, but especially off the fact that maybe you just have to say to yourself, as a Celtics fan, that this was Joe Mazzulla's first year and he was able to grab as far as the Eastern Conference Final in his first year. I mean, some like LeBron and the Lakers may say, we need Darvin Ham. Or Darvin Ham is just the guy over Frank Vogel, who won NBA Finals, and maybe a year or two later was let go. There's some good head coaches out there. I think if the Celtics were to hire a new head coach, and it's good for any team, I think Monty Williams would be an excellent head coach, especially in Boston. I mean, just imagine Jason Tatum next year with Anthony Davis, Monty Williams, and possibly add another good talent. It should be interesting how things play out in Boston. But I want to finish up on some other points I was mentioning. Jaylen Brown to the Lakers. I think it just definitely conveys that the Lakers need to move on from D'Angelo Russell again and Austin Reeves. I was starting to say Austin Reeves is, we can't forget, an undrafted player who, I don't think they're ever going to, the reason why he was an undrafted player, like even though we're going to always, I think, basketball fans are always going to look back and say, man, didn't he put on a good run for the Lakers while it lasted in his first year? I still think what you see is what you're going to get from
Austin Reeves. He's never going to change quite a star. I think he's always going to be that. Blue collar player wherever he goes, and so, and you know, not necessarily reach up to the level of being the Lakers main, or if not main, one of main go to guys on the roster starting rotation. I think the Lakers should get rid of Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves if LeBron decides to retire. And now the Lakers have so many other players who, and I said before the postseason, had been let go of their previous teams for a reason, and players not all loyal to their teams can go out and make an exponential amount of money like LeBron and go play like, you know, you're the king on Earth. I think there are many players who have a certain level of talent that can go play elsewhere besides the Lakers. I think you just got to reconsider a makeshift in Los Angeles at this point if I'm Rob Pelinka. And maybe begin with Jaylen Brown, who went to California University, is from Georgia, but we can't go without saying that I don't know if you, the listener, knows that Jaylen Brown was projected to go number one overall a year before. A year before Ben Simmons was then taken ahead of him in the 2016 NBA draft. I mean, you obviously get now that Ben Simmons, Aaron Gordon, and then I'm trying to think of the second overall pick that year. Ben Simmons. Oh, Brandon Ingram. So, yeah, I think Jaylen Brown at this point is definitely better than all of them. Has the potential to. I think. Really stand out on his own. Is he just going to go somewhere else and be as good as a 2012 James Harden? Not necessarily. I think, who knows? If he does go play for a small market, he may have a lean of potential there, but I don't know. Some tells me he's going to go play for someone maybe like the Lakers and not necessarily show out as, say, a Jimmy Butler or Kobe Bryant, of course, be the next darling of the front of the Lakers. Jaylen Brown, he's shown some flashes, but I think what stands out more than anything is his athleticism over shooting ability. I think he nonetheless would be a good
good suitor for the Lakers. I mean, if I was to think of some talent that could join him in Los Angeles, might be some of Jalen Brown reading that. Kyrie Irving, I mean, since that Kyrie Irving may very well play alongside LeBron next year, but I don't know about that. I said before, I thought, you know, based off how everything's turned out for Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, I think they should run it back next year and just erase the narrative from the media that, you know, the whole Kyrie Irving trade was not made out to be, in that they can make up for what the Mavericks have lost, and add some new players. Like I said in my Kyrie Irving video on YouTube, which you can check out, youtube.com/user/SportsKMTV. But, yeah, I think they should run it back. Although, I don't know. I mean, if you think about the Lakers, would receive Robert Williams, Jalen Brown. I mean, more be some of they had D'Angelo Russell stick around. I mean, it's plausible. I mean, when you think about it, again, D'Angelo Russell is not appreciated, and but happens to be in the discussion for some of the best free agents this offseason. Not looking too much of a heavy market in terms of free agents this offseason, but I think it's been very interesting for these teams this year. We only have about 20 minutes left, so I'm going to wrap it up with talking about the 2023 NBA Finals. You know, I think I'll have much more of a breakdown today, and as time goes along, Wednesday and Thursday, right before the NBA Finals start on ABC. But the Miami Heat have advanced on to the NBA Finals. You know, I have to say that they had, they have had some impressive performances off the bench when you include Duncan Robinson, Caleb Martin, who had 15 points to start off last night's game pretty well, and then You add in some of their other players, such as Gabe Vincent, who who's been really good as well. You know, I had always began to doubt some of the Heat draft picks in recent memory, when you include James Ennis, Justice Winslow, just to name a couple, Bam out of bio. I mean, even though he's had the makings of an all-star, I feel like we, even without Bam and Tyler Hero, you know, the Heat have been they have been able to stand on one leg and get some contributions out of Bam Adebayo inside the paint. I mean, at times he's had some really notable rebounds. Really notable rebounds, and I had mentioned Tyler Hero. Without Tyler Hero, the Heat have been standing on one leg and doing pretty well for number 8 seed. I mean, it was said on last night's broadcast that was the first time since another number 8 seed had reached the NBA Finals. Only 2 number 8 seeds have gone on to the NBA Finals and done standing. And so you know, I was in fact on the Miami Heat store website last night. Was looking at one of their shirts. Thinking of like the one that has it's sort of like magnetic letters, and the display pretty fancy. I like the style in color to the shirt, but you know, some pretty nice apparel. I think they have a lot going for them right now, especially when you think about Jimmy Butler, I think Jimmy Butler has finally shut up some critics. I think he, like I said before, better win probability than Giannis Antetokounmpo and has shown a knack for being a pretty damn good entertaining player. I mean, I was thinking after watching all the years of Jimmy Butler, I think this has been the best version of Jimmy Butler this very year. I mean, of course, the bubble didn't work out, lost in the finals, and Jimmy Butler didn't seem to, I think, again, have a knack of being a pretty good damn entertaining player, being his best version this very year. So, I was telling my friend that Jimmy Butler sort of reminds me of Allen Iverson right now. I mean, he's just taking over, and there's actually going to be a documentary of Iverson I'm going to watch tomorrow, but on NBA TV you guys can find. And it's not another I Want Practice compilation. It's going to be about the whole entire 2001 Sixers against the Lakers, which should be interesting. But Jimmy Butler playing playing and sticking to his word that he wanted to come back in the Eastern Conference Final, defeat Boston, and go to his second NBA Finals appearance. Yeah, you can, not too many players you could say have been to a second NBA Finals appearance like Jimmy Butler, when you include Giannis has only been to one. Russell Westbrook, former MVP, has never been to one. James Harden, still trying to get there. I mean, talk about the disappointment in Philadelphia right now. Losing a player like Jimmy Butler and having to go with Tobias Harris, James Harden. I think it's just been a very interesting time in Miami. You know, when I was watching the play-in tournament, I said they're not going to go as far as the NBA Finals, but hey, Jimmy Butler, you shut me up, and I'm certainly more a fan than ever of Jimmy Butler. I want him to win the NBA Finals. He started off really slow against Minnesota in the play-in tournament, almost faltered out, but eventually got back into his own, and now he's been playing like a top 10 NBA player in the league right now, and he's just he's unbelievable. I mean, he just really has that killer instinct. Like a Minnesota practice, if I'm not gonna hit that shot, well, I'm gonna hit that shot. And when it comes down to some crucial possessions of the fourth quarter, I'm gonna take that shot and make sure my teammates feel well relieved. I mean, he's just been one hell of a talent. But then you look at Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic, you know, LeBron James was comparing Jokic to Larry Bird after his loss to the Nuggets, recent loss. I have to firmly believe that. I said LeBron James, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, just to name some, have been, I think, in that class at this point in time for Jokic. As I alluded to before, I think he could have won his third MVP and been in that class of MVP talent to win at least three MVPs and now go on to an NBA Finals appearance. I mean, at 28, he's on the verge of having, I think, some more, as long as he stays healthy, some more successful years. Championship rings well in his future. I think he, I'm just going to say right now, I thought the Nuggets were going to meet up with the Celtics in the finals, but, I think based off how more relentless, persistent, assertive the Nuggets have been throughout this entire postseason, have done again that relentless play, persistence and assertive play out of Jamal Murray. And Jamal Murray's yet another player who has, I mean, really, if you were to ask me who's been also firing on all cylinders, you just talk about someone again like Jamal Murray, who has faced adversity. He come back from a torn ACL. He, like Jimmy Butler, has been able to shoot the three more and be confident I guess you could say creating his own shot. I mean, he at 26 has gone to prove that you shouldn't doubt him. He doesn't really ever stand out necessarily in rankings. He's not ranked amongst some of the best point guards, which I think he should be. You know, you may say, well, Jamal Murray only comes out at certain times. Well, I think he's been more consistent, and I think he was more consistent against the Lakers last series. I think you gotta really like the upside right now, the Denver Nuggets team. They have someone, again, like I said, it's 26, along with a big man who barely gets injured, like a Joel Embiid. I mean, be able to stay healthy, take shots that go well above your reach of defending most times. May not be the best defender, Nikola Jokic, but you maybe hope that based off what we've seen in the past of Jokic improving from a second round talent to now a superstar, possibly legend, I believe, someday. I mean, really, he has the IQ and certain abilities like Tim Duncan. What makes him really unique is his playmaking ability, of course. I mean, just for him to be able to find guys cutting in to the paint or outside around. I mean, he really knows how to play basketball, and this year, most importantly, win. I mean, he may not have won MVP, but he's been winning, and he finally got past that barrier of the Western Conference Final. He's been playing I would say overall he's been playing like the MVP throughout the whole entire season. I mean, if you want to sweep in the MVP in this postseason, it may be Jimmy Butler or Jamal Murray. But I mean, throughout this whole entire season, you got to make an argument that he was very well close to winning MVP, and translating that onto the playoffs. I mean, he's just been the Joker, as we call him. And so, with 5 minutes left, want to make sure you guys get your comments in. You tell me the Facebook comment section you have here on Blog Talk Radio or Blog Talk Radio page, or any social media sites who you think will win the NBA Finals. Should be very interesting. And like I said, I'll have more breakdowns Wednesday, Thursday, prior to the NBA Finals beginning, right on ABC. I thought the commercial was very interesting of Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, the legends representing the I was about to say Lombardi Trophy, but the Larry O'Brien Trophy and NBA Finals itself. You love to always see the legends come back, but I also think that to a degree I'd like to see more of what the present's all about. You know, we stand today in an era that I think lives off to the past somewhat to a degree. And I think even though it's nice to see at times Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, I think it would be too far-fetched to see, many more highlights of the present era has accomplished, appreciate. All little things, but we also live in today's era that in the NBA that breathes off casual fans. Free agency is coming up, NBA free agency with Adrian Wojnarowski, and I don't think necessarily everyone reads a or reads a long article. They will pop up on social media and read a quick tweet from Adrian Wojnarowski about this player going there and this player going somewhere else. It's been a very interesting episode today. Again, Bob Myers steps down. 2023 NBA Finals are set to be underway. And then Boston chokes. I mean, I was beginning to say earlier, the Boston Bruins were another team that choked in Boston. I'm going to talk about who choked the most. I think Bruins, they had a perfect, what can you say? I don't normally use the word perfect, but they had a perfect season. And had the best season, especially have guys like Pasta, who is set to become a free agent now, put in a career outing. And then you got Marchand, who had the most points in one single record. He really had a good season as well. And then you factor in Linus, I mean, for him to be able to finally get an opportunity in goal and finally become the best goaltender, I believe, in with the Boston Bruins since Tuukka Rask, to perform tremendously well. Looks like we're out of time, 90 seconds. I'm going to get going, guys. I've been your host, Stream Bradley King. Share Sports Cam with everyone, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'll try to be back on I figure one. I really want to make sure that the show goes live weekdays soon, beginning between 12 and 3. As I originally said, I said that Sports Kingdom would air sometime between then on YouTube, but since I'm just right now taking advantage of what I got going on right now, I'm just leave it at that. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.